All right, we've got news now of a discovery in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida.
Yeah, a diver was looking for shark teeth and fossils and found something much more remarkable. A 7,000-year-old Native American burial site, well-preserved, below the seafloor.
It's a very big deal.
That's Florida State archaeologist Ryan Duggins.
We really don't have any other example, quite honestly, in North or South America of a prehistoric site with this level of preservation existing offshore.
It is well preserved because the bodies were buried in peat, which slows down the process of decay. At the time of burial, the site was apparently in a shallow pond, but the shoreline always changes, and it's now offshore, where Duggins dove in and had a look for himself.
Before I could even check my watch to start the time of the dive, I looked over and there's a humerus, a human bone right there on the seafloor.
Duggins found evidence of six people. He believes they were wrapped in fabric, and all around them were fire-hardened wooden stakes, which may have been used as markers when the people were buried in much shallower water all those years ago.
To kind of help secure them to the bottom of the pond. My suspicion is that they more likely than not did extend above the water level. And in many ways, that would kind of provide a visual marker for other members of the community and family members, really not unlike a tombstone or a headstone that we use today.
That's Ryan Duggins, a Florida State archaeologist. He is working with the Seminole tribe and law enforcement to figure out a way to protect the open water burial site.